Hello again, everyone. It's Monday, 12:30 p.m., and this is the time. Wow, what a long pause. Full disclosure, I fully intended to pick up our conversation where we left off a lot sooner than this, but I underestimated how long it would take me to settle into our new home. And honestly, though, it really is a time for me that I like to enjoy and recollect my thoughts, strategize how I can achieve my quote-unquote New Year's goals. Since there isn't a lot to do during the wintertime for me, I just haven't been sold on winter sports yet, you guys. I'm Victoria. Some call me Red, most call me V, and I'm the Time Alchemist. I'm so glad you're here to join me today because I have a lot to go over. I honestly don't even know where to start because I just have so much to share. Blake and I moved into our new home and spent the remainder of 2024 unpacking things, settling in, spending time with our family for the holidays, just like vegging out for the rest of the time. Honestly, the last 3 to 4 months of every year always feel like one giant day. And by December 26th, I just feel like I need a month to recover. Thus, this like monthish 2 months break from mostly everything. I know it's super against every guideline I have ever read into growing your business to take a break from socials or marketing in any type of way. I also know using places like Instagram for primary week marketing is a weak strategy, but like bear with me here. I also believe that this was the most intentional break I have taken for myself specifically, but for my business that was desperately needed on a multitude of levels, which I want to go over with you guys today because I have a lot of major updates that I'm really excited to share with you and I think will be really helpful for everyone, whether it's professional or personal. And that's something that I can hopefully make much, much bigger than me in the future. With that being said, I've taken this past month to begin rebranding my business from the bottom up, meeting up with like financial specialists or, you know, at least making steps towards seeing someone, scheduling something in, breaking down what my values are, figuring out what tools I can use to channel those values to honor who I am, who I want to be, and how I want to show for others. If you're listening right now and thinking, why the hell was that not all done in the very beginning of your business? Isn't that kind of like business 101? I hear you. I'm with you. Hear me out. I started Guiding Fox Initiative, my virtual assistant's business, at the end of 2020, like right after Thanksgiving, abruptly after being laid off. I definitely was planning to leave my position I was in at the time, but like I mentioned before, that was going to be a methodical choice with milestones in place so that Blake and I could still live on a steady income while I found my ground in the remote entrepreneur world. It was never meant to be like this overnight production, but would I trade all of that for the planned out scenario I had now? Hell no. But it has been really rocky. In some points, I will be honest with you. It's no secret that being a freelancer, entrepreneur, small business owner is a hard path to walk, but it does reap its fair share of rewards. Because of how everything fell into place, I never really took the deep dive into how I wanted to be, like how I wanted my business to represent, look, feel. I never did those workshops of like, what are the values I want to stand for as the owner of my business? I know at the end of the day, I myself am the face of my own business, which is someone who loves helping others reach their full potential, even if it's like the smallest of ways. Not the type of font I use, the colors, the way I advertise myself. I mean, I am a walking example that you don't have to have the nicest website, Instagram, perfectly scripted proposal to land great clients. Not to say I did absolutely nothing and just like jerked off for the last 5 years. I did learn how to use website builders like Squarespace, Wix, and have paid into some sort of web subscription since 2020, with the exception of last year where I was using Doris, which is similar to Linktree. I just didn't want to pay into any subscriptions last year, and I just didn't really feel the need to advertise myself and felt that I was wasting my money on, you know, a negative foot traffic basically every month on a website that no one would look at. But that changes here. So just bear with me. Hold on here. Hold on. When I have designed these websites in the past, I had a lot of fun creating them. Don't get me wrong. But in the end, I never felt that my page ever fully encapsulated who I was and what my business stood for. Since 2020, it truly has been go, go, fucking go, both professionally and personally. I haven't dedicated the time to go back to the drawing board, do all these things, all this analyzing to really create a strong foundation of my business. And I think in result of that, I've had to cement pieces along the way. Now that I'm reaching like this milestone of being in business for 5 years this year, I really wanted to spend that much needed time to set myself up for success moving forward, even if that go, go, go part hasn't really stopped for me personally. So how did I do this? Whatever. I'm like going on my couch, hanging out with my cats, drinking my little protein shake in the morning because I'm a weirdo, and just listen to my music and trying to get the vibe right, even awake and bake, you know. I go through these prompts with ChatGPT, hanging out, you know, I'm trying to like set the mood for you. So what do? I sit on my couch with my cats at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday and figuring out what I want to, you know, stand for as my business, revamping the values that I had, you know, pieced along the way through these years. I want to make sure I'm looking at my up-leveled business in every direction, you know, so I'm like sitting here going through all these prompts, whether it's through like ChatGPT or my shower thoughts that just like beam at me every morning. Either way, I realized going through these that I no longer resonate with my name, Guiding Fox Initiative. You know, a name is so important. It's the longest poem out there. Everything you are and have been is in your name, whether it's the one you've chosen or have given. And Guiding Fox Initiative came from like the concept of being adaptable, smart, resourceful, like a fox, guiding you to take initiative in your dreams. And also, I really like foxes. They're my favorite animal. But aside from that, you know, I am still those things, and I'm so much more. I also don't inherently accomplish my client goals alone, as they are an equally vital piece to every project faced. And I feel that was really missing in Guiding Fox Initiative. There really is so much more that goes on behind the scenes of my job on an everyday basis. It's incredibly difficult to put my specialty into one sentence. There are a million pieces of details at play here when I'm with my client. And you know what I'm talking about when people are like, what do you do for work? Oh my God, I hate that question. I don't even know how to put that in one sentence. And I also have a hard time wanting to surround my life around work. And so I've been trying to think of ways how to answer that question without it being revolved around my career. And I think that is like a mindset shift too, because, you know, my work isn't my life, but I also want it to feel enjoyable when I'm doing it and like align with the principles that I have now today. And that's where the Time Alchemist is born. This may sound cliche as fuck when I say this, but when I say the projects that my clients bring to me from conception into reality, it really does feel like it was magic. How the hell did we get from a simple idea, though, to bring a group of dentists together for an elite coaching club, something so niche as an idea to begin with, mind you, jumping to 8 months later, I'm sitting on an 85-foot yacht having a four-course dinner in Cabo, parting with a group of dentists. There was magic in creating that experience, and every project has just as much of an impact for my clients as it does for me, just in like different ways. It really brings me joy to help others design their own reality. It gives me a type of fulfillment I can't describe, like being a sort of creative mentor, project guide, time strategist, putting that all together in one big pot. That's the best description I can give you of what my job is on a day-to-day. All these pieces coming together, it being like magic. It's almost like you're putting all of these assets into one big pot, and that big pot is time. There's something else I wanted to talk about, and I think this is the most important piece to starting the Time Alchemist. is, as of this episode, my site should now be live and available in my bio on Instagram, YouTube, LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever way you keep up with me currently. And currently, and I mean that, because I'd love for you to take a second and open that link. If you're there now, you're the best and I love you. And if you're saving this for later, that's totally dope. I hope to see you there, because I'm aiming for my site to become a community platform for creatives, which is like a collective name I'm giving everyone who is creative, duh. But you know, like entrepreneurs, small business owners, freelancers, influencers, DIYers, to support you in accomplishing your dreams. How? Great question. Because I've done some digging, then got into this giant rabbit hole, hence again the length of time it took me to get back to you all, and a ton of crazy cool yet expensive ideas later, I have Ghost. So Ghost is a cool platform for like newsletters for your own audience. And this is like a super minor but bonus, in my opinion, is the site name itself is dope and aligns with my rebrand. And second, I love how I can pretty much bypass the horrendous algorithm when it comes to updating my audience on business assets by just emailing you directly. Okay, look, we need to talk. I know, not another email newsletter, but we need to be realistic on how we want to support each other. And depending on the never-ending nightmare of social media updates is not one of them. Don't get me wrong, I will still be using places like Instagram, probably not Instagram or Facebook as much, but definitely Instagram, LinkedIn. And I'm looking to other platforms that are growing in popularity, like Substack maybe. But posting updates through stories and posts is basically fishing blind and not really a sustainable approach long term for me personally, honest to God. And a lot of people should really hear me on this. What happens if tomorrow you open Instagram and it's completely gone? Just like TikTok was supposed to or may still be in, you will lose all of your contacts. And as you know, it's not necessarily what you know, it is who you know. So by subscribing to my free newsletter on my site, you'll be getting updates on a new podcast episode directly. I do have planned to have a paid subscription later on with its own perks, but I'm still working out the kinks in that. And I want to do that before I present it all to you. But for now, this free subscription is going to have my new podcast updates, any other business updates, and the other thing that I'm more excited about sharing with you guys. And that's going to be the one-on-one support with me. I have opened my schedule a couple times during the week to offer support to anyone who is in need of technical support, project phase strategies, small business consulting. If you just want to figure out how to use Shopify, you're now able to schedule a 30-minute one-on-one session with me to discuss any of those things for free. Whether you're new at the small business life, need help, again, like I said, figuring out Shopify, how to manage your time effectively, a mom who is planning a big surprise party for her daughter, doesn't want to miss out on those small details, or someone in their 50s who's just trying to figure out how to use things like Instagram or save pictures to a cloud-based software like Google Drive or Dropbox, I want to give my time to the people who are in need of help. If that's something that resonates with you, there's an area to schedule a time with me now on my website, which will be available to copy paste, you know, linked it out in my description here, wherever you're listening to this, under one-on-one support. So again, there's a little one-on-one support tab on my website. My calendar is now open to you on there. If you're curious of what software programs I'm versed in, I have provided a list, like a little drop-down list there on the same page for you to look through. But if you have questions about something that is not on the list, feel free to send over a message either through the site or on my Instagram, The Time Alchemist, with the three being an E. None of this is sponsored deal, by the way. I don't receive any profits for any of these companies by dropping their name, helping you. It really is purely my time for yours. Okay. I'll be honest with you guys for a second here. Apparently, I have forgotten how to breathe. So this is just one of the other perks of putting things out here when you're not done with it yet. But perfectionism is not going to get me down. So anyway, I know I also have mentioned the community part in the Time Alchemist, and that's where I really want you guys to come in. So bringing it back into focus. So sorry. But the biggest piece that has always turned me off to social media is how strategists or influencers tell you that how you need to network to grow a community for your business, which is basically cold calling through places like Instagram. And I know how to sell, but I can't shake the icky feeling I have that washes over me when I participate in that whole ordeal. So I just have never committed to growing in that way. I realize the consequence is that my business has stayed relatively small. However, I have never been one to bend the knee on something I can't fully align with. And that strategy of diving into strangers' DMs and scripting some sell points in hopes that it'll like convert them as a follower is a no bueno for me. More than that, though, I really don't want to use my platforms to focus on sales. I mean, as you may tell by now, I'd much rather just have a smoke and chill hangout with a like-minded person who can share some cool knowledge. I used to niche myself as someone who has no niche, that I'm like a jack of all trades, and I can't deny that I am a multi-talented human being. But when it comes to building community, it's impossible to do it all. I know not everyone is local to me and doesn't necessarily want to 420 it up, but I have opened up my inbox to anyone who would like to submit a request to have an article published on my site, which will be also emailed directly to any of my people on my email list when it's published. This is not only going to give you the opportunity to share your own knowledge and something you're passionate about, but also a chance to showcase your business to a community that is appreciative of your work and inspires and supports your success. If that's something you'd like to do, again, that contact info is on that same page for the one-on-one support. I have so many more ideas that have come on deck since I have started revitalizing my business, and I really hope that these offers will be a good kick in gear to a community base that I dream for. You know, this is just a projection, but I think it would be really cool if the Time Alchemist could become some sort of journal for creatives, where there's a pool of information to help people who have been failed by the lackluster support lines, forums, FAQs. If you've ever tried to figure out why your Google account is acting that way, you didn't, because there's usually not an answer. And sure, there's Reddit, but how many times do I really want to scroll through all the troll comments before I get a relatively non-shady answer? Time is money, and in this economy, we really don't have time for this kind of shit, you know? There are a lot of people struggling on a multitude of levels right now, and even though that has never changed in the cycle of our lives, I want to help alleviate those pains in any way I can while I'm here. Creating community is just one of the many ways to help, and this is what I'm currently bringing to the table, and I mean that in the most inviting way. Like, please also bring something to the table, because I love me a good feast. So, needless to say, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's been going on since December. I still have a lot of work to do around ideas that I haven't even made it on paper yet, but I feel really good about this chapter. Anyway, if you stuck around for this long, this episode, and my crazy business journey so far, thank you so much. If there's one thing I can ask of you today, please take a second, head over to my site, subscribe to my, I almost said channel, but subscribe to my website for that newsletter. You're going to be updated on new episodes like this one, upcoming tutorials, featured articles by other creatives, and so much more. I'm super excited for this idea to come into fruition, and I hope that it is good. All right, guys, until next time.